Are you done yet? Can we start the show? Hey, everybody, welcome.
What?
To another episode of the Tech Ed Countdown Show.
Oh, we're live. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We're good. Behave yourself.
Okay,
behave
we're yourself. Good.
This happens to be episode number 7, of course. Tech Ed North America in Houston, Texas. It's going to be May 12th through the 15th.
Does Houston have like a nickname, like Hogtown, like Toronto? Does it have a nickname, like cattle?
Well, I mean, Bayou City.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, is it called the Bayou City?
It can be called the Bayou City. Yes. Absolutely.
I did not. You learned it here first. Did not know that.
Exclusive information you can find only here, or by talking to anybody who's lived in Houston for any amount of time.
So, I have a question. I don't know if we want to lead with this or not, but you know what? I've got a question, man.
Okay.
I've received this via Twitter and also on the forums. There apparently are two airports.
Yes.
And there's confusion about which airport to go through. And I did not even know there were two airports. So I'm only familiar with IAH, is that it? Bush?
George Bush.
George Bush Airport.
Yes.
That's the only one I know of. That's the one I fly into because I fly Alaska normally.
Yes. So there's a couple things. First, it kind of depends on the carrier you're on. Mm-hmm. Typically, Southwest Airlines flies into Hobby, which is about 10 miles from the convention center downtown area. So it's a little bit technically south of the downtown area.
So that's Hobby, not Hobbit.
Yes, Hobby. H-O-U is the airport code for that one.
Hobby.
Hobby, yes. And so if you're flying Southwest, you're probably going to fly in there.
Okay.
If you're flying other airlines, you're going to fly into George Bush International Airport, which is about 22 miles north of the city.
But one important thing about George Bush Airport, and we talked about this before going live, it is very close to one of our favorite barbecue joints, which is called Rudy's.
Yes.
It's in a garage. No, it's not a garage. It's in a gas station.
It's in a gas station.
So yes, you can get smoked meat in a gas station that they serve to you on craft paper and you eat with white bread.
Yes.
Mm. Just, I want to go get me some right now.
Yes, exactly. Let's get the next flight out to Houston. So anyway, there's your answer. So it really does depend on which airline you're flying. But you can, of course, check as you're booking your flights which carrier is whether you're going to get into HOU or IAH. Those are the two airport codes. Either way, you know, you're looking, Hobby is closer to the downtown area. Mm-hmm. But either way, you're probably looking at 20, 25 minutes to about each of the airports. Even though Hobby's 10 miles away, it depends on kind of the traffic flow going on.
Okay.
So
that's good.
There is your information.
Thank you for clearing that up. That was bothering me.
Okay.
It was bothering me.
Well, hopefully we learned you something. In this episode of the Countdown Show, we have yet another piece of breaking news. And this one, neither one of us can actually do that right here. Gulnaz, roll some of that footage. Hey, welcome to the House of Blues in Houston, Texas, and this is the venue for
Jam Sessions. A little event, a little thing that we do that is in recognition of all the musically inclined people that attend Tech Ed. There seems to be a high percentage of musically inclined people that work in IT.
I am not one of those people.
Yes, you are.
Well, I don't play an instrument.
I know, but you craft music with other people's music.
Yes, but that's not what this is about. Well, this is about guitars,
yes.
Keyboards,
drums, vocals,
maracas,
bass, random percussion instruments. I've seen congas, I've seen bongos, I've seen tambourines. I've done a wicked chicken egg solo before. On stage. A chicken egg. It's a shaker. You never heard of a chicken egg before?
I just have never heard of a wicked chicken egg solo.
Hey, come to House of Blues for the jam session. Maybe you'll see one.
Okay. So this is one of these places, this is one of the places that you can come to enjoy. First of all, I've got to say how fantastic this venue is.
Yes.
The stage here is amazing. This is one of the better House of Blues that I've actually been into. And the walls. It's so incredible because the walls are hand painted.
They were saying that actually the House of Blues organization is the largest collector of folk art.
Oh.
In North America, or maybe the world. Who knows? You can definitely tell it by the hand painted walls and all the art that's all over the place. Beautiful. This was a new construction just for this.
Yes.
And they let us in here just because we managed to squeeze in behind who was playing here last night.
Third Eye Blind was here last night.
They wouldn't let us in. They, for some reason, our backstage passes didn't work.
It's the hat.
It's the hat. I think because the backstage pass said Tech Ed on it, and they realized that wasn't Third Eye Blind. So.
Yeah. So jam sessions where you can get your music and get it ready now. Start figuring out exactly what Queen song you want to play.
People have already gone in and started their like set lists that they would love to play with other people. So it's a very good collaborative thing. I've seen the stage rocking out keyboards with Jeff Woolsey.
Yeah, Jeff's awesome. So if you don't actually have your own instrument, you don't need to worry about bringing your instruments. We'll provide those instruments for you.
Yep. There's a sign-up sheet process you have to do to be able to swap in and swap out, and they literally just swap people in mm-hmm. as they need to, or unless there's a group of you going together, you just put that down on the request list and they can fit you all on stage at once. And there's also professional musician filler people that also come and do
that. Help move things along a little bit?
You got it.
Excellent. So join us for jam sessions right here at the House of Blues, walking distance from the convention center. If you're staying at one of the nearby hotels, the Embassy Suites, the Hilton, it's literally a block and a half, 2 blocks away, so it's really easy to get to. And we'll see you at jam sessions. Ow! So there you have it. Join us for jam sessions. Now, the date for jam sessions is actually going to be on Tuesday night, the 13th. It goes from 9 p.m. all the way till 1 a.m., where you can catch Mr. Claus here doing his Wicked Chicken Egg solos on stage at the House of Blues.
And in case you missed that in the video as well, I forget if we actually mentioned that or not. It is, for the most part, walking distance. It's sight. You can see the venues, the convention center, from the venue itself. So it's in the downtown core. It's quite convenient, quite easy to get to. And I'm excited, man. There's a lot of really good musical talent that come out of the IT world, which
is very, very cool. And again, they've got we said this in the video, they've got sheet music, they've got other musicians there, they've got instruments, so just bring your talent and join us for jam sessions now.
It's a good segue, because you can also post in the forums to be able to say, hey, I got some jam ideas, I play bass, I play drums, I'm looking for some other people to compliment. In the forums, the place to go, channel9mstn.com. Click on the forums, look for the forums for Tech Ed, and you'll be able to coordinate your band and gig mates yourself in that area, and also ask us questions about what you want to know about for the Houston for Tech Ed.
Yep, for the Countdown Show here, of course, you can also post your comments in the video below. We'll take a look at those, as well as
the Twitters, if you want. In case you're not familiar, we'll do a whole session just on online interaction. Obviously, Facebook is another place you can reach us too. But the Twitters, we happen to both follow the hashtag
hashtag
MSTechEd hashtag, and you can reach me at @RicksterCDN,
and I'm at Joey Snow on the Twitters, and of course that's also below in the video. Make sure you get registered for TechEd North America in Houston, Texas. When is it?
12th to the 15th
of
May.
There you go.
This year.
Yes. Happening in T-13 weeks.
I'm so excited.
Get registered now. We'll see you then.